Next patient is Miguel Rodriguez, M-I-G-U-E-L, Miguel. M as in Mary, M-I-G-U-E-L. Rodriguez is R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Rodriguez, date of birth 11-6-45, date of visit 12-11-25. Please make a copy for Jennifer Cody, M.D. Cody, C-O-A-D-Y, Jennifer Cody, M.D. C-O-A-D-Y, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Miguel Rodriguez for prompt evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 80-year-old male who is overweight. Had a near syncopal episode about a month ago and was admitted to Advent Hospital for evaluation. The patient was complaining of severe dizziness and was severely lightheaded, and thus was seen in the emergency room at Advent and admitted and had a complete workup for possible cardiac or vascular etiology. He was also seen by cardiology and had a CTA of the chest done on 11/29/25. The CTA showed no pulmonary emboli, and the lungs were clear, and there was a 2 millimeter perifissural pulmonary nodule in the right lower lobe. No pleural effusions, and the mediastinum was unremarkable. His labs were unremarkable, and hemoglobin was 12.3 with a white count of 5.5. I'm sorry, hemoglobin was 11.2 and the white count was 5.6. BUN was 20, creatinine 1.0. And the other values were unremarkable. The patient presently feels better. He has no chest pains or shortness of breath, no cough or wheezing. And he denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He still has some shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes the history of a right knee replacement surgery. He has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hepatitis B in the past, and anxiety disorder. History of gastroesophageal reflux. Surgery includes cataract repair and right knee replacement surgery, kidney stone removal, and he has had a history of rheumatoid arthritis and is on Enbrel. The patient also has had chronic sinusitis, depression, and anxiety. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 47 years and quit. No alcohol use. He worked as an aircraft mechanic. Next, allergies. None listed. Next, family history. Both parents died at an elderly age. Mother had heart disease. Next, med list includes Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Enbrel 50 milligrams injection weekly. Sildenafil 100 milligrams PRN. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss and fatigue. He has had cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency, but has nighttime awakening and denies any hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath, no wheezing or persistent cough. There's no abdominal pain, nausea, rectal bleeding, or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or but has numbness in the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. Next. Physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly white males, let no acute distress. There's no pallorectal cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, and there's mild leg edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 972, weight is 218, saturation 99. HEAD anomalous, pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds in the periphery, occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the outsides are irregular, swollen as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, mild varicosity, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial lens grossly intact, skin no lesions. Noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Probable COPD. And number 2 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3 is depression. And number 4 is rheumatoid arthritis. I'm sorry, number 4 is hypertension. The next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Patient will continue with Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily. And Enbrel injections weekly. He was advised that a follow-up chest CT in 6 months would be indicated. And he could come in for a polysomnographic study and a follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Please make, thank you for this conversation. Please make a copy of this for Jennifer Cody, C-O-A-D-Y, M-D. Jennifer Cody, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk. This is a. Can you please add in the medication list also at Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Jennifer Cody, C-O-A-D-Y-M-D. Thank you.